What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor. Welcome to the Tudor Dixon podcast. Today, we are excited because we are talking all things election with Caroline Leavitt. She is the national press secretary for Donald Trump's 2024 campaign for president. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Tudor. It's great to be with you.
Yes, I'm super excited because obviously Michigan, I'm here in Michigan. We have a national audience, but people, I think, across the country are watching Michigan along with the other swing states. And so far, Donald Trump is looking really good. I know we see Democrats this morning saying Joe Biden is inching up a little bit in these blue states. What is your take on that?
Well, we don't think that's true based on our internal data and also tons of polls that show President Trump leading Joe Biden in great battleground states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and every battleground state across this great country. And it's because all Americans, regardless of where you live, feel the consequences of Joe Biden's policies, particularly his economic policies. He's been touting Bidenomics for 4 years now, saying it's working for the American people. But all Americans know that's simply not true. We're being robbed of thousands of dollars every single year just to have the same quality of life as we did a few years ago under President Trump's leadership. Joe Biden's wide open border policies have made every single state in this country a border state. I understand in the state of Michigan, a 25-year-old young woman just lost her life at the hands of an illegal immigrant. That is happening in every single state across this country. And then when you look at the chaos that Joe Biden's weakness has created around this world, unnecessary bloodshed and war is frightening to all Americans, as it should be. We are now on the brink of World War III, whereas just a few years ago under President Trump, there was great peace in the Middle East. Russia had not invaded Ukraine. China was on defense because America was on offense. And so Americans want strong leadership again. And that's why we continue to see President Trump beating Joe Biden in these head-to-head general election polls. He's never been stronger.
Yeah, I just want to say on the story about the Grand Rapids woman, it's so devastating to see another young life cut short because of an illegal immigrant that came into this country, and that this is still not being stopped by Joe Biden. But it's kind of a across the board problem that we have with Democrats. We've got Gretchen Whitmer, who is a co-chair to the campaign. She's the governor of Michigan, and she's out there tweeting about beer and celebrating holidays and all of this stuff. She has not come out and said anything about this poor young woman in the state of Michigan who's lost her life. Why do you think Democrats refuse to acknowledge that we have a serious problem with dangerous criminals coming into this country and murdering people?
Well, unfortunately, the Democrat Party has moved incredibly far to the left. This is not our grandfather's Democrat Party, the old party of JFK. This is a party that is controlled by open border globalists who want open borders. If they didn't, they would shut the border down. Joe Biden has the executive authority to do it. Democrats don't need to label American cities as sanctuaries for illegal immigrants, but they do it because they need votes. And that's ultimately what this comes down to. They know that the nearly 10 million illegal people that Joe Biden has allowed to freely enter this country will be a secure voting block for them in the future as American citizens of all demographics. Hispanic Americans, African Americans are largely dissatisfied with the policies of the Democrat Party. And so therefore, they need a new voting base. And that's unfortunately what it comes down to for them, power and control, not safety and security. And it should infuriate all Americans to see what has become of our country. Illegal immigrants are being put first while we are being put last. You see American school children in cities like New York being forced to learn remotely, even though they are gravely behind in academia because of the COVID pandemic, to make room in their school's cafeteria for illegal immigrants. And one life taken at the hands of an illegal who has no right to be here should be one too many. Of course, the tragic murder of Lake and Riley rightfully made national headlines. President Trump met with the family of Lake and Riley while Joe Biden apologized to her illegal killer. And there are far more cases like Lakin's across this country in every single state. And President Trump believes one life is one too many. And that's why on day one, he will take executive action to shut down the border.
Well, we certainly want to see that happen because we know that that's our biggest national security risk right now. Even the Biden's border chief is saying he's right. Concerned about the known gotaways. And let's be honest, the known gotaways are nothing compared to the actual gotaways. It's a scary number out there. I want to go to the RNC and ask you something about the former RNC chairwoman. It was announced over the weekend that Ronna McDaniel joined NBC as a contributor. And this obviously ruffled feathers on both the left and the right sides of the aisle. But I want to ask, from the campaign standpoint, this is the woman who was in charge of the Republican Party. And over the weekend, Ronna said she disagrees with Donald Trump on issues that she supported him on when she was chair. Now, Kristen Welker asked her, why now and why not before? Why she didn't come out and say this before? She said as chair, she had to, quote, take one for the team, but now she can be herself. So my question is, how much damage does that do? And how much pain can someone like Ronna McDaniel inflict on the party from the NBC perch?
Well, look, we wish Ronna McDaniel the best, truly. It was time for new leadership at the RNC. Republican voters across the country made that very clear. And we're really excited now about the new leadership with both Laura Trump and Michael Whatley, who have taken the reins. And we're working as a one team, hand in hand with the RNC every single day. As one lean, mean machine, we cut out some of the bureaucracy so we can ensure that donors trust that their money is going to be spent wisely on get out the vote efforts and also ensuring election integrity efforts actually happen. We are going to play offense in this election cycle, which is something under the previous leadership, unfortunately, was not done when it comes to election integrity. And so we're excited about moving forward. We wish Ronna McDaniel the best, frankly.
Was it surprising to hear her say that she was someone else when she was running the RNC?
I would say so, yes. And I think that's why Republican voters across the country made it very clear that they were hoping for new leadership there, and we got it done.
So as we've been watching the campaign, getting back to that, we also, of course, we can't ignore the fact that there has been I would say election interference with these criminal cases and these civil cases and all of these court cases and indictments and everything of President Trump. People are watching these closely. Obviously, big news on the case out of New York with the bond being reduced to $175 million. Still, I think most people would say this is completely outrageous. And as you've seen this carry on and the threats from Letitia James of going after properties for the Trump family, the Trump organization, knowing that outside of the political world, this would harm the careers and jobs of multiple people, probably hundreds, if not thousands of people. What does that do to the campaign? Because we know Democrats are thinking that this is a big win for them. In fact, I even saw Jen Psaki celebrating and saying, I mean, they're excited to see what happens with taking these properties before they, of course, got the blow that the bond was going to be reduced. From a polling standpoint, and just when you're on the ground, what do you hear from people about these cases? Because we continuously hear from the left, this is going to turn people off. Doesn't seem to be.
It's disgusting to watch Democrats and Joe Biden's allies celebrate the weaponization of our justice system. This is a communist tactic. They are the real threat to democracy. But unfortunately for them, it is backfiring because real Americans across this country realize exactly what they are doing. And they are attempting to interfere in the next election to weaken Joe Biden's main political opponent, President Trump, by both attempting to strip him of his freedom, which is happening in the criminal trial brought by Alvin Bragg in New York, who is a far left Democrat prosecutor who should be focusing on putting real violent criminals behind bars, like the illegal immigrants who beat up cops in New York Square, in Times Square, for all Americans to see on video. But he released them into the community. Meanwhile, he's prosecuting Donald Trump on fabricated charges that he himself made up that no one in the history of the state of New York has ever been charged with before. So people see the lunacy that rests in these cases, and they also realize that their lives are worse off under Joe Biden's leadership today. And it's ridiculous to watch the amount of time and money that has been spent in New York, also in Fulton County, Georgia, waging this political lawfare against the former president. But frankly, it's only made him stronger because the truth is being slowly but surely unraveled in all of these cases. And ultimately, Americans want a secure border. They want safety in their communities. They don't want to see millions of dollars wasted on targeting the former president of the United States, or billions of dollars sent to a country very far away in Ukraine to secure their border while our country is facing a national security crisis. And so it's backfiring on them. Best of luck, President Trump, to the Democrats, because President Trump will continue to fight all of these witch hunts tooth and nail. Justice will ultimately prevail, and he'll continue to fight to earn the votes of Americans on the campaign trail as well.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
It seems like the Biden team is getting more and more bizarre and desperate. And I say that because it's kind of always been their thing to be like, oh, you know, Donald Trump has mean tweets and he's not a nice guy. And you have to go for this like old loving grandfather. But then over the weekend, Donald Trump had this really positive post about golfing awards and being honored by these awards. And the Biden team quote tweeted that and was like, with this long statement about Donald Trump, you're pathetic and feeble, and this is what you're focused on. And I think that's it's so telling, because Donald Trump has always tried to keep the country on this positive route. And like, we can be the best and we, you know, make America great again. I mean, there's not much more positive than that. And Joe Biden's rhetoric has always been like, if you don't, you won't be able to afford things. The rich are stealing from you. Life is really bad under Republicans. And that has not been the rhetoric that you've heard from Republicans. When you see Biden's team, and I say his team because generally I think we feel pretty confident that when we see a post from Donald Trump, it's actually from Donald Trump. When we see something from Joe Biden, we're like, okay, what intern put this out? But they obviously are trying to now, like, I don't know, throw stones at the president. It's like a little ankle biters, it seems like, because they're coming out there with these, instead of a zinger, it was like a long statement of Donald Trump, you're pathetic. What is your reaction to them getting to this point of desperation?
Well, they are desperate because their candidate is the weakest incumbent president in American history with the lowest job approval rating ever. And his campaign team of flacks have nothing better to do with their time because their boss is sleeping for half of the day, while the other half of the day he's getting B12 injections to stay awake. So they don't have much direction over there on the Biden team, I presume, because their leader is asleep at the wheel. Meanwhile, at Team Trump, President Trump calls the shots, and we are here to execute his plan and his mission. And you make a great point, Tudor. President Biden campaigned on being a quote-unquote unifier-in-chief. He's been nothing but a divider-in-chief in this country. He labels millions of Americans, half the country who voted for President Trump, as domestic terrorists, insurrectionists, MAGA extremists. All of his policies have divided us based on race and gender and socioeconomic class. He has divided America, whereas President Trump has said the greatest unifier will be success. And we are going to make America strong and respected and safe again. And that's a message that all Americans, again, regardless of background, can rally behind. And that's why, again, he's never been in a stronger position to win, while Joe Biden is slowly decaying in the polls, but also physically and mentally. And his team is desperate. They are pathetic and their attacks are not working.
Well, let me ask you about this division in the Democrat Party, because we've heard a lot about the Republican Party is divided, but the Democrat Party is seeing a new level of division, and that is over this Israel-Palestine situation. And in Michigan, of course, you saw the uncommitted vote. Now in Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer said, we're expecting maybe 10,000 uncommitted. And she was posting videos of herself phone banking. Oh, we're going to have a great turnout in the primary. And she kind of, it was somewhat of a humiliation for both Whitmer and Biden, because, you know, this is a primary that he was clearly going to win, but it was a big loss when it came out to see, they came out to see 100,000 people actually coming out uncommitted. That was a shock to them. We haven't seen this settle down. Even Whitmer afterwards, she's like, you know what? This was a message in the primary. They'll come out in the general. That's not what we're hearing from our Arab American community in Michigan. We're also not hearing that from a lot of people in the Detroit and the Flint area who traditionally have voted Democrat. They're coming out and saying the Democrats have ignored us. They've walked away. So there's kind of a twofold issue. And we're seeing now that there could be rallies in big cities over the summer that are very anti-Joe Biden, calling him the king of genocide and things like that. So how do you think this plays out as we get closer to the election?
It's not good for Joe Biden, because rather than reaching out to new voters, he and his campaign team are forced to keep their base alive that has been slowly but surely leaving them over the past 3-4 years because of Joe Biden's policies. And he frankly does not have a base left. Traditional Democrat voters that Joe Biden has long relied on in his decades-long political career no longer support him, whether it's because of his weakness that led to the war in Israel and in Gaza, or it's because of his economic policies that have turned off a lot of traditional Democrat blue collar working class voters. And he's doubling down on them. Just last week, Joe Biden's administration announced that they are finalizing their electric vehicle mandate, forcing Americans to purchase electric vehicles in the matter of 7 years. Not only will that be devastating for the American consumer, forcing them to purchase a vehicle that they simply cannot afford, it will also be devastating for the auto industry in Michigan and in Rust Belt states across the heartland. This will absolutely decimate the United States auto industry. As we know, the majority of these vehicles are made in China. So it will enrich China. It will weaken America. It will send more jobs overseas, and it will hurt the American consumer. It cannot be overstated how catastrophic Joe Biden's electric vehicle policies will be for the American auto industry, for great states like Michigan, and for blue collar auto workers around the country who are already hanging on to their jobs for their dear lives. President Trump, again, is offering a message of vision and hope to revitalize the American auto industry. He will allow Americans to purchase any car that they choose, whether it's electric or hybrid or gasoline powered. He will reinvigorate our domestic energy industry to bring down inflation for all Americans. And he will slap tariffs on China if necessary for cars that are being imported to protect American jobs here at home. And that's the type of leader that we need for the next 4 years.
Well, I kind of want to get into Joe Biden's climate policies, because they're big business. They are paying a lot of his donors a lot of money. I mean, this is kind of a racket where the money goes round and round. But what is the impact? I mean, we've had some folks on the podcast in the last few weeks that have talked about the true impact of these wind turbines in the ocean and causing deafness among our marine animals. There's massive death in the oceans. We're literally killing the oceans by putting these out there. Why are we not talking about this? I mean, we had somebody on here that said she went to the Coast Guard chief and he said, I've never seen any of this data. The Biden administration is hiding what they are actually doing. I can say the same thing about electric vehicles. I just spoke with someone the other day who told me, you know, we're being paid. If I want to bring in one of these high powered charging units, it costs me over $1 million, but the government subsidizes it to the point where for my gas station, I only have to pay $150,000. He said, the funny thing is that we've got environmental issues with these chargers, because charging a battery of the size that you use in a car that quickly heats up the battery and causes gases to come off of it that are dangerous for the environment. So now we have an issue with the charging of the batteries. Wind turbines, charging batteries, both of those dangerous. Just a few days ago, we're seeing in Texas, there was a hailstorm on a solar farm. All of the solar panels were broken. They are now leaching dangerous chemicals into the water in Texas. What is going on? This is a massive amount of money coming from the federal government. You talk about costing people more to buy a car. Hey, it's our taxpayer dollars that are going into all these subsidies that are going to these big corporations that, guess what, are not owned by United States companies. Right. They are owned by foreign entities that are coming in and destroying our environment.
Exactly. Mainly China, which is our greatest adversary in the world, that is also buying up a significant portion of American farmland. They ultimately want to have control over our food supply, which is another national security crisis. But Joe Biden's environmental and energy policy is strictly based on what the radical environmentalists in his administration want. It's not based on what's best for the American consumer, for the environment, or for America's national security. You look at what he's done to the energy industry as a whole. He has completely hampered our domestic energy industry here at home. On day one, he took executive action to cancel the Keystone Pipeline, which resulted in the loss of thousands of jobs and also directly led to the increased prices at the pump that the American consumer is dealing with. And so while we are not utilizing the, quote, as President Trump always says, liquid gold right under our feet that God blessed us with here in our great country, we are begging our adversary nations, OPEC and China and Venezuela as well, to produce oil for us, our most precious resource. And they do it in a much less clean way than we do here in the United States of America. We produce oil and energy cleaner than any other country. And we take great pride in that, as we should, to protect our environment and our lands. But we have to use the resources that we have here at home. Otherwise, we are not only hurting the environment more, but we are selling out our national security to countries that don't like us.
It is shocking to me. I think as we watch this, this administration has destroyed this country on so many levels. We're talking about this fake answer to climate, which is, I have to say, nobody on the Republican side is saying, stop innovating, stop doing things better, stop right. doing things cleaner. We're saying, don't switch over to something that is actually more dangerous and actually killing animals and killing our environment. You talk about the border. I mean, I just can't stand the thought that we have Lake and Riley's family in Georgia. We have Ruby Garcia's family here in Michigan. How many more families have to suffer under this president's inability and unwillingness to even consider executive action to stop the madness? And that's just individual families that we're talking about. And we know that there is a massive threat to the United States right now from a terrorist standpoint, from adversarial countries who are sending people in. We've had multiple experts, not only from the Trump administration, but from the Biden administration, saying our biggest threat right now is China. And we don't know what could be coming across our border. And right now, this is the number one concern. And yet Joe Biden will not acknowledge it. But let's face it, like I said, he's not managing his Twitter account. If you can't even manage your own Twitter account as president, you can't make any statements on your own. And we know that it's not you talking, that you haven't even approved the statement. How do you run the country? And that's why we need a new president. So, Caroline Leavitt, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for what you do every day. Thank you for fighting for all of us and for fighting for Donald Trump.
Well, thank you, Tudor, so very much. And we love Michigan, and we will be back very soon. So we'll see you on the campaign trail.
That sounds perfect. Thank you. And thank you all for joining us on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. For this episode and others, go to TudorDixonPodcast.com. You can subscribe right there or head over to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and join us next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Have a blessed day. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a 6-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
NFLShop.com is your one-stop shop for officially licensed NFL gear to rep your favorite team. Check out the latest arrivals of jerseys, t-shirts, and much more. You'll find everything you need for a winning season with the best selection of NFL gear you'll find anywhere. Assemble your fan uniform for cheering on your team everywhere from the stadium to your couch. Shop an unbeatable selection of gear to showcase your team pride and style. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.